You're listening to the audio production of The Jam and Jelly Nook by Amy Clipston, published by Zondervan and read by Lauren Burst.
Chapter 1. Liana Wengard awoke with a start. She scanned her bedroom, which was cloaked with darkness. The early July humidity hung in the air and stuck to her like a second skin. She turned toward the bright green numbers on the battery-operated alarm clock that sat on her nightstand, then blinked and squinted as her brain worked to comprehend the time. 12:10 in the morning. Sitting up, she took a deep breath. It was after midnight, but she hadn't yet heard her 16-year-old son arrive home. Normally, on Sunday nights around 10 o'clock, she could count on the sound of his heavy footsteps echoing up the stairs and down the hallway to his bedroom, which was located across from hers. What if he hadn't gotten home yet? Had he been in an accident? With a heaving breath, Liana reached for her flashlight, jumped out of bed, and dashed across the hallway to Chester's room. She pushed his door open and pointed the flashlight toward the worn linoleum floor. "Chester?" she whispered. "Are you asleep?" Silence surrounded her. She lifted the flashlight and shined it around his room. Her heartbeat spiked when she found his double bed empty, the blue Lone Star quilt her grandmother had made him lying perfectly straight. "Ugh, no," she said before rushing back to her room, pushing her bare feet into a pair of slippers and tying a scarf over her waist-length hair. Then, with her heart pounding in her ears, she rushed down the stairs, through the kitchen and mudroom, and out the back door. The cicadas sang their nightly chorus as Liana hurried down the porch steps. Her father's vast pasture was shrouded in darkness, and the nearby Doughty house where her grandparents lived was also quiet and still, the green shades drawn for the night. Liana hustled through the humid air toward the barn, where of late she'd find Chester doing woodworking when he wasn't at his job at the local hardware store, or helping his grandfather with chores on the farm. "Please be in here, Chester. Please be in here," she whispered as she wrenched open the barn door. The heavy scent of animals and hay wafted over her as she moved past the cows and headed back to his workshop. "Chester?" Her voice boomed in the darkness of the barn. "Chester, are you here?" She stepped into his woodshop and was greeted by the scent of wood and stain, also the sound of silence. She spun in a circle, worry engulfing the air around her as her breath came out in short bursts. She scurried out of the woodshop to the stable. Perhaps Chester had just arrived home and was stowing his horse. Maybe she'd missed him when she walked out to the workshop. Holding on to that glimmer of hope, she stepped into the stable, and her heart sank when she found his horse's stall was empty. "Oh, no. Chester, what has happened to you?" The sudden ringing of the phone pierced through the silent, heavy air and caused icy fear to slither down her spine. Unbidden, terrifying thoughts crashed into her mind. "No, no, no," she whispered, her voice raspy as the memories of the night her husband died flooded her mind. "Please, God, no. No, no, no." She stood frozen for a moment as the phone continued to ring. Then she pushed her feet into motion, praying as she made her way to it. "Please, God," she whispered, "don't take Chester. He's all I have left. Please, God, protect him, please." Her hands trembling, Liana picked up the phone and held it to her ear. "Hello?" Her voice quivered and her eyes stung with tears. "Mom?" She blew out a deep breath as she dropped onto the chair next to the phone. "Chester, where are you?"
"I'm at the police station. I need you to come here to get me."
"What happened? Are you hurt?"
"Mom?" He spoke slowly. "I'm okay. I'm not hurt, but I need you to pick me up. I got caught trespassing and the police came. They won't let me go unless you come."
"Oh." Liana's fear snapped to irritation in a flash. "Why were you trespassing? Did you get arrested?"
"Mom, can you please just come now?"
His voice was heavy with impatience. Liana's body began to vibrate with frustration as she nodded. "At least he's safe." "Yeah, I'll be right there." After hanging up the phone, Liana jogged back to the house and made her way to her parents' bedroom, which was located on the first floor. She lifted her trembling hand to knock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?